Blackstone Audiobooks presents Bone of Contention by Roberta Gellis. Prologue. Spring 1134, near Culham. Carl Butcherson quietly followed after the maidservant he'd been futtering toward the small grassy clearing where her mistress was waiting for her. The maid was a tasty piece, but he had an appetite for sweeter, softer flesh. If he could catch the maid's mistress in the indiscretion the maid had confessed to him, the mistress might well spread her legs for him to keep her secret. If she coupled with one, why not with two? He heard his doxy cry out in surprise or pain and wriggled quickly to where he could see. He expected to get a fillip of pleasure from seeing the girl beaten because he had made her late. But what he did see made his breath catch in his throat. Him! He had seized the maid and was holding her with her back to him, and he saw what was at the maid's feet. Carl would have torn himself free of the bushes to run away, but he was paralysed with fear, and so he saw the man's hand rise and plunge down, saw a long knife dripping red emerge from the maidservant's throat, saw the blood fountain down her breast, saw the man push the girl so she fell forward, next to the other body, the body so battered about the head that he would not have known her except for her fine gown. Carl choked back a cry of terror and began to squirm backward out of the ring of brush. As he freed himself, the killer turned his head. Carl leapt to his feet and ran and ran and ran until he could run no more. Then he found a place to hide.